Welcome to Hard On Podcast. Podcast is all about length, how you use it.
It's a little bar mitzvah-y.
It is.
Right?
My headphones are hot.
Are they?
Right now. Yeah,
sorry. I gotta.
You hot.
You hot right now.
Oh, there I am.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, go ahead and do your thing.
You just started like, hot, hot, hot. And I was like, oh, no. My head.
Sounds good over here, Chief.
That's gone.
Nice.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm all right. I was just asking you. I think I hate the intro. One of my biggest, like, fears is mispronouncing someone's name.
Okay.
Even your name, that I know very well.
Yeah. Yeah, we're familiar.
But for some reason.
See, you fucked up with that pop filter, son.
No, it was popping before that.
Was it?
Yeah, my peas are all sorts of fucked up right now.
Sorry.
So I don't know what.
All right, so
like you hear that right there?
Yeah, no, it's okay.
You hear it?
You know what? We're fine. We'll just keep going. It's fine. It's our podcast. We do what we want. So the intro, yeah. I always hear.
Right.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like. Mm-hmm. If you didn't speak English, that's what it would sound like. It would sound like one of those crazy Japanese game shows.
Right.
Ooh, almost went into it. Decided not to.
Really thought about it for a second.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be alone. I do love. Do you ever see Slippery Stairs or Slippery Staircase?
No.
Dude, look it up. Bring it up.
Okay.
Bring it up.
All right.
Slippery Staircase is, I'm guessing, either a part of a some sort of, I'm guessing, Japanese game show where there's a staircase and it's slippery. It's all in the title. I don't need to tell you what it is. I think you have a complete understanding of what the concept is. Are you bringing it up?
Yeah.
Please do.
I will.
I want to see this shit. And you have to get to the top, but it's fantastic because if anybody's right behind you and you're close to the top, they're just going to pull your ass down. Oh, here we go.
Yeah, okay. We need a volume on this?
Oh, please do.
Okay.
I mean, there is. So there's people in different colored jumpsuits.
I thought it was the Power Rangers.
I was saying, it looks like the Power Rangers.
Yeah.
And the staircase is covered in like
goo,
like some sort of jelly. And they are going so slowly up this staircase. Oh. And then they just wipe out, man.
All right. I can get behind
this. You can get behind this, right?
Totally. Totally. And now the pink's in the front. All right, this is fascinating for people listening.
They need to go look this up.
It's pretty compelling.
Like, Japanese game shows are the best game shows.
Yeah.
Like,
there's some Spanish game shows that are pretty intense, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. They're almost they'll have a bunch of guys blindfolded. Like, a guy will be blindfolded, right?
Uh-huh.
And they'll be like, okay, now stick out your fingers. Right, and then they'll shove like their fingers in some like warm pudding while there's like a girl like going like making fucking like
oh
sexy noises,
uh-huh.
And then the guy is convinced that he is finger blasting some chick on a game show, right? But he's not.
Why would he be thinking that?
Because there's no rules, man. There's no rules. He might end up like kissing like some dude. And then he takes off his blindfold,
right.
And he's like, "Ah, Konya!" You know, and it's really, and then was breaking the fisticuffs. Yeah, it's a whole different thing.
Did you ever see that radio show where they tricked that guy into either making out with his mom or like feeling his mom up?
Yeah.
Did you ever see that?
Yeah.
Man, that haunts me.
Yeah, that's messed up.
Like, if anybody ever blindfolds you and says, "Hey, we got this girl," they're fucking with you.
Yeah.
They're 100%.
You got to be in a real
fucking with you.
Desperate headspace to be like, well, I mean, I'll get some tit, right? You know what I mean? It's pretty sweet.
Right.
I'm going to get to be a star.
There's no scenario where a group of guys are going to blindfold you and have some chick come in and
And it's a 19-year-old Alyssa Milano.
Right. Oh. That's not going to happen.
Liquid panties. 3 years
anyway,
later.
The intro.
Yeah.
I feel like I want to mix it up.
Yeah.
Like, can you say something at the beginning? Maybe that's what it is.
I'm going to introduce
Maybe
you.
Need to, like, start talking.
Yeah.
Like, I can be like, so there's one podcast I listen to. They introduce each other.
Oh.
Like, I would say, hey, that's Jay Leonard, and you would say, that's Sean Barnes.
And that's my millennial Falcon.
And I'm not saying that... and I'm not saying that's what we should do, but I'm just saying, like, you know, you gotta have, like, a nice...
Maybe we should just pre-record something and make it part of the song.
That seems... I don't like that, though. I feel like it needs to be different every time. But it's the same every time. I guess that's the problem.
Yeah.
Fuck, it's a paradox.
It is a paradox. And then we're crippled. We sit here for like an hour looking at each other going, what are you going to say? What are you going to say? I don't know. What do you want to say? How do we come in this week?
Right.
You know, it works for a couple.
That's how it used to be. What the fuck was that? Did you just mute me?
Yeah, for a second.
That's how it used to be, like with the music, because we didn't have a specific song.
Oh, yeah.
Every week.
Brutal.
It was such a fucking...
What about this? It was like you were making a mixtape for your girlfriend every week.
Right.
Because it had to be the right energy. You know, you want something that's going to be up here, but then maybe somebody comes in and they're not in the best mood, and they're like, can you play River of Deceit by... and they're like, no, it's a shitty idea. Yeah. So, right. So here we are.
Here we are.
With no decision.
We've gone nowhere.
I feel
and
like
then
we
a
make...
a week will pass, and then this moment comes, and we go, oh, fuck.
Yeah,
that's right. We didn't
do
anything.
We were just talking about this.
Man, just a week ago, we were saying how we were going to do this, and we didn't fucking do it.
That happens with us a lot. We're like... I think, like, you and I together are, like, the way cat's energy works. Like, we don't do anything for a very long stretch of time. And then there's a short burst of intense doing.
Right.
So, like, a
cat... Eyes get wide.
A cat that sleeps, like, 16, 18 hours a day.
Right.
And then it has, like, 40 minutes of intense energy where it's running around like an asshole, right? Mm-hmm. Well, that's us. Like, we don't make a lot of decisions for like nine months a year.
Sure.
But then that 3 months, man, it's like go.
Yeah. Storing up my energy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For the hunt.
Exactly. I mean,
yeah.
It's almost time for the wildebeest herds to come back into town.
Yeah, they're in the rut.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I know better than to go after them in there. That's their turf.
Yep. Long johns. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
30 hot six, yeah.
Arrowheads.
Yep. Remington.
Oh, see, we were going two different.
We were, but I was
going like indigenous man. You were all like, you know.
Deer hunting. And I was going to see if we could play it out long enough to we came together in a common bond.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
I don't even.
We could have gone the whole way around. In the end, we could have found that both of our characters just wanted the same thing.
Right.
Just
we've been like, oh, downwind.
For...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Feeding your families. Oh, we can be friends. Oh, yeah. Oh, shattering stereotypes. Yeah.
Clean deer.
Oh, leave my ignorance behind. Yeah. Wasn't me. My father installed this hatred. Yeah. Generational racism. Yeah.
We take our women.
Oh, yeah. Gotta get yours. Yeah. How's your week?
Not bad. Yeah. Not a bad week. Solid week, actually.
Yeah.
You?
Dude, I had a good day today.
Really?
I had a day that was so good.
It's like 5 degrees outside.
I know.
That's not a good way to start the day.
No.
Dude, I had to get gas on my way to work this morning. I was so pissed off.
Yeah, I don't want
to
do that.
I was so angry. Because I usually get it on the way home.
Yeah, you're dope.
And I was like, well, fuck. I didn't have to get it. I was like, I could get it on the way home, but what if it's even colder later? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, fuck it.
They're bad at this. Yeah. Good day. Feel like I had a day that was.
I want to make it clear, I wasn't complaining about having to stop and get gas.
Yeah, you were.
But it's like 2 degrees outside. I didn't want to stand outside while I was pumping my gas. That's what I'm just complaining about. The cold.
Everybody knows. Use a bitch.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I apologize.
That's okay. Yeah, great day. And I feel like now it's just the bad is coming.
Oh yeah,
like your
time.
Like your line.
It's 9 o'clock.
Ass cancer in Middletown.
Yeah,
like
terminal
this is,
rectal cancer.
It's so good. This meal is so good. I feel like I'm going to get a call from my doctor telling me I have terminal rectal cancer.
You need to balance it out.
That's how this day balance out the good in the universe, the good and bad in the universe.
You just had a really good day.
That's how I feel. I feel like I'm going to walk out of here and get shot in the face,
wow.
But not die.
No, shot in the face.
And then spend the rest
of
my life
forever.
I won't be able to speak.
Did you ever read that book?
Johnny Get Your Gun?
Yeah. Fuck that.
Yeah, that was a weird reading assignment in like ninth grade.
Yeah, we got that shit too.
Why would you do that?
Is it to put like young boys in check? Is that what that maybe. Is? Yeah. Like, look, maybe if they actually read this shit, they'll appreciate their lives.
Yeah, it just made us nervous about a draft and a war.
Right.
And
everything else.
That's all it did. Didn't really do anything.
Listen, if some shit goes down, this could be you.
Yeah, if some shit goes down, it's you guys. That's what that felt like to me. Like, this is going to be you guys. So, you know, enjoy. Mm. Enjoy reading this. Enjoy about your life.
Yeah.
You're miserable. Yep. Did you have to sign up for selective service in high school?
Yeah, everybody does when you turn 18.
I turned 18 after school was over.
So did I.
But they made us fill out all the paperwork.
Really?
Yeah. I remember being in, like...
You might have been fucking had.
Maybe.
Because... Well, go ahead.
So there was our social studies teacher. It was like the last day of school. Mm-hmm. And he just asked all the guys, like, hey, everybody fill out this paperwork. This is what this is for. This is going to be submitted now. And it'll be valid on your 18th birthday. So... And I remember all the girls being like, oh.
Your social studies teacher is getting you laid.
Look at you guys. Like, you guys might have to go to war, and we're like, well, you know. Maybe,
and you were all like, well, you know.
You know, Clinton just did bomb Kosovo. I don't know.
Defend my country.
Let's do it for America. It's Grease 2, son. It's Grease 2. I just came at you with Grease 2.
Thank you. Do you ever see that Vine? Were you a Vine fan? Mm-mm. I was. There was...
Oh, yeah, Jack Beck.
Nope. There was a Vine where it was just these kids were arguing, and this guy, this kid's comeback was, you just, what did he fucking say? You just offended a future U.S. Army soldier. But what's fucking hilarious is, like, you knew kids like that.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. 100%. Like, oh, my God. You just disrespected a future U.S. Army soldier.
Oh.
Okay.
Thank you in advance.
Thank you in advance for your service.
Yeah.
Thank you for your future service.
Fuck those guys.
And fuck these. You know, you should just start saying that to people, like, anyway. Like, fuck, it doesn't work. If I have a kid,
mm-hmm.
and anybody who like acts like fucking like that with a flat top and shit, I'll just be like, listen, next time I say that, just thank them for their future
service.
Thank
you for your future service.
If I thank you now, do I have to thank
America
you?
America will
when
need,
you come back. Oh, no.
America will need terrible. Heroes like you someday. Thank
we
you.
We could all be so lucky.
Yeah.
But what I was going to say is this kid in high school, like... He graduated a year before I did, and then they do what they always do. Like, any kid that goes off and joins the military, when they come back after, like, their basic training, they make them, like, go to their local high school to fucking try to recruit, you know, other kids from their school.
Yeah.
I remember getting a phone call, like, after this kid came back. His name was Ricky. And he fucking, I remember seeing him come in. I remember being like, oh, hey, man, what's up? That was literally it. And I remember, like, getting a phone call the next day. And he's like, oh, do you know Private First Class Ricky Richard? Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, oh, well, he says that he spoke to you about possibly joining the Army someday. And I was like, no, that didn't happen. And he's like, well, it says here that you were interested. I see your name right here. I was like, sir, no. That definitely didn't happen. And he's like, well, while I have you on the phone here, and this was always great. And he's like, well, I have you on the phone here, because this happened all the time. You get, you know how it was. You get like, you get Army recruiting calls, like military recruiting calls. Yeah. Like, they have no problem calling you up, being like, son, how would you like to fight for your country?
100%.
Yeah, and I was like, are you calling me because I have bad grades? Why you're calling?
You know,
me?
I have no future in college. Yes,
right.
We need cannon fodder. That's what we need.
And so he, this motherfucker is straight up like, so apparently.
It's like a fucking, it's like a pyramid scheme.
Yeah, no, it's exactly what it was like. And I realized later that the school guidance counselor just gave him the, like, a list.
Do not,
like,
sell my information.
I fucking got ratted out by my guidance counselor, because you could tell, like, how else would you have my fucking phone number and
shit?
Yeah,
definitely.
I mean, I know it's the military. They can get whatever the fuck they want. But,
yeah,
like,
but I don't think they're spending a lot of time and government resources finding Sean Barnes' home phone
that's
number.
Well, that's my point.
Yeah.
And, like, I think that...
Put our best on it. McCluskey, get in here. We need you to hack into the central mainframe database and pull Sean... This kid's got a future. I can see it. Sir, we've put on the psychological profilers, and he It looks like he'll be able to go over there and mercilessly kill these savages. Yes, yes, get him. Stop at nothing.
Jesus Christ.
He went on a 13 kill streak in Call of Duty.
Gentlemen, today's the day we should just be grateful that he's on our side.
So a bunch of guys standing in attention with their hands behind their backs, clasped. Get the chief of staff in here. Sir, today's the day we get him.
The fucking president calls me. It would have been Bush.
Yeah.
So fucking Bush calls me.
Hey. You do a good Bush. Go ahead.
Do I?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. You do Obama.
I do Obama. Yeah. Fuck. Well, it was Bush.
But Bush was up here like that. Hey.
Everything was like this. Hey, I can't do a Bush.
Hey, Sean Martin. Hey. Would you do the honor of joining the local?
How would you feel about fighting for your country?
We got a spot at the National Garden, Scotia, New York, with your name on it, son.
Sean, what do you like to do in your free time? I like to play Xbox.
Yeah. What kind of games do you like, Sean?
Halo. Uh-huh.
Are there any Muslims in Halo?
What if I told you? What if I told you we'd give you a brand new Xbox?
Yeah, hell, Sean, we'll give you two. And we'll buy your mama a brand new refrigerator because we understand that hers is on the fritz. Oh, really, man? Really, sir? Oh, yes, sir.
You can keep all the Totino's pizza rolls you want in that thing.
Fuck. Are you serious? I wouldn't lie to a future U.S. soldier. So, are you asking me? Yes, I am. By God. Sean Barnes, your country needs you.
Mom, it's the president. Do your homework. You know I'm not going to do that.
That's the shit that they do out, like, but down south.
Yeah, but, like, that I got so angry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and I remember just being like, this motherfucker, I felt like he, like, ratted me out. You know what I mean? Like, what, are you going to trick me into joining the army? As if that was something I hadn't considered.
Shit works.
You know what I mean? Like, and then I remember having this conversation with one of the recruiters on the phone because you don't want to be like, you haven't gotten to that age where you deal with like telemarketers and stuff. And like, as an adult, you would have realized that this is just a government telemarketer. That's all that, yeah. You know what I mean? You can hang up on them. They're not going to fucking come after you. But at the, you know, at fucking 16, 17, you're like, well, fuck, I got to talk to this guy.
Yeah.
Because it's the military. You know what I mean? So I remember talking to these guys, and I remember the day they stopped calling because they called me up, and they were like, Sean, you know, we're really like to talk to you about the possibility of joining the military. Do you plan on going to college? And I was like, well, yeah. And he's like, great, you can still go to college. We can actually help you with a lot of the tools, you know, that you could use in college in your future life during time served in the military. What are you planning on doing as your major? Because you'll find that a lot of majors translate, you know, into the military. I was like, well, I'm actually going to be a theater major. And he was like, oh.
Not that one.
Well, son, we wish you the best of luck. Stopped calling me.
Yeah, because he thought you were gay.
I was like, no shit. It's fucking don't ask, don't tell.
That's what it was. I had a recruiter come to my house twice.
Came right to your house.
Right to my house.
They never came in my house.
Right to my door. And it all ended. I was trying to be nice. And again, it was like, you know, you're trying to be polite and shit. And there's also a little bit of fear involved because
totally.
He's a grown ass man. I'm a teenage boy and he's trying to like get me. I know he knows how to kill people and he's trying to get me to go and do that with him. Just right. A weird,
like, dude, it's great.
Dynamic.
It's great.
Yeah, man. Are you a fan of them same people? Are you a fan of them? Because I wasn't. And let me tell you, and he shows me a fucking necklace made of ears. So I told him, like, it all ended and I was like, listen, man, I am a gay, flat-footed asthmatic and I will not be good for you. And he was like, okay.
I have all the AIDS.
That was good. That's all it took. A gay, flat-footed asthmatic, and they left me alone forever. That was the last time I ever heard. And it's not like anything was going on. Like, when I turned 18, it wasn't. I mean, there was some shit, like, that involved, like, jets dropping bombs on countries. But there was no threat of
boots
war
on the ground.
And shit. Yeah, so it wasn't like you know, well, now there's not a draft, and I can't make you do this, but how would you like it if I punched your dog in the face until you came with me? You know, it was none of that shit. So I don't know. They were a buddy of mine got recruited to the Marines in Kentucky. I mean, they would straight up pull people out of Walmart parking lots. And they would be like, hey, son, how much did daddy make? And they, I don't know, you know, fucking $18,000. Like, what, right. What would you do if I gave you $30,000 right now? And $30,000 is a ridiculous amount
absolutely.
Of money for you know, a family that's not making shit, that lives in a fucking holler in Kentucky. Yeah. So they'd give them their signing bonus, and that's it. Now you're going to war.
Yeah. Dude, I remember I had a cousin that joined the Navy. And, like, I mean, he was going to do it anyway.
Hey, rumor is they get a lot of theater majors over in the Navy.
Yeah. I'm sorry. That's why I should have said the Navy started calling me.
Thank you.
Sorry, I had to cough right when you... It's okay. I apologize. But I remember him, like, once, like, he had his, like... He came back from, like, his basic training and shit like that. Dude had a cell phone, which was a big deal in fucking 04. You know what I mean?
Did he have a case he wore on his belt?
No. But it was a dope phone for the time. But had, like, a newer car, fucking, like, cell phone. He had, like, a fucking laptop. And I was like, motherfucker, all right, maybe. And then I quickly was like, oh, yeah, people die there.
Yeah, you can get all of that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't need to do that. You don't need to go away and do that shit. I mean, listen, I respect everybody that does.
Absolutely.
I don't.
The last thing I want to do is make it sound like I fucking don't respect the military.
I never support a war. I always support a soldier. But there's a reason that they do it, and it's because guys like me could never.
Somebody has to do it.
I would never do it.
Like, exactly.
It would be a draft situation. I mean, now it's great. That's great. What's great about being old? It's like when this shit was popping off with Iran a couple of weeks ago. I was like, I looked around the fucking room. I was at my sister's house. I looked around the room and I was like, hey, nobody here is draftable. Everybody celebrate Mazel Tov, everybody. Yeah. Like,
I think I'm too old even.
No, you got 4 more years.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Shit, son.
Yeah, but you would be a real late draft
pick.
That'd
be a stretch.
You'd be like a
eighth round,
dude.
Eighth rounder.
Yeah, on waivers.
Right.
Bring you in. Yeah.
Put you on the practice squad.
Yeah, you can try out. You can hit a layup line some, but there is no guarantee that you're going to see that bench.
You enjoy those warm-ups.
Yeah, they're on us.
I know you're wearing breakaway pants. You will never get to break away those pants.
Yeah, you may as well glue those buttons on. Keep yourself warm. You can have some free hot dogs and shit, though. Please help yourself.
Shit on us.
Yeah, help yourself.
I mean, you can still ride in the plane
to a Coke. Yeah, yeah. What's great? What's better than that? You get free flights.
Yeah,
41 days a year. Yeah, but
free flights and hotel rooms.
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, you don't stay with the team. They put you up at the Hampton Inn, but
right. But still, we'll pick you up.
It's not
we'll
bad.
Send an Uber over to get you.
It's not bad.
Yeah,
it's not bad. You're the only guy that shows up to the venue in your warm-ups.
Like, told me I had to change at home.
Yeah, is this not how you do? Everybody else is in their suits and shit. And you're running down the ramp. It's like the only way people know you're supposed to be there. Like, no, I'm on the team.
Shows up way before everybody else. And you're taking jump shots the same way you do, like in your backyard.
Yeah,
Kobe. And you're like. Yeah. It's like it's literally going to sound like that in here in 20 minutes. Yeah, but I won't be doing shit.
Check this skyhook. Dude, watch. Off the chair. Off the backboard. Off the chair. You got to spin before you shoot it, and it's off the left leg. Ah, you're out.
Everybody makes a big deal when Trae Young does this before a game, but if I do it, nobody gives a fuck.
That was kind of cool, though.
It was kind of. Yeah.
That was
pretty
cool. I was
a little like, I wanted to be mad, but I was like, no, that takes some fucking balls. Yeah.
I do like him.
I have mixed feelings about Trae Young. I don't know what it is I don't like about him.
Yeah. I can see it, though.
But I don't dislike him.
He's got a little bit of stink on him I don't like. But dude plays in, like, Atlanta. You know what I mean?
Right.
He's doing his thing.
Part of me wanted to go down to watch the Knicks play Atlanta.
Yeah.
Because fucking Vince Carter.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking cool.
Yep.
Like, how cool would that be? I'm like, oh, fucking Vince Carter, man.
Oh, I got to tell you a story off air. Just remind me.
Some
after
boring
this.
Story for everybody. Nobody else wants to hear.
Well, yeah.
Just, okay.
It's basketball.
But yeah, I was just remember getting so pissed off and fucking. I had one more point. Now I can't fucking remember what it was.
Sorry.
Military,
Navy, your cousin.
Yep. That's all
came
I
back with a sweet razor.
Yeah.
And you were like, man.
But I mean, now he's living at home, or not at home, like with his parents, but now he's like back here working in a fucking, like working a job.
I kind of liken it to the job that I had a bunch of years ago, where it's so different than everybody else's job. The experience is so intense, and it's so much like it's working really hard and playing really hard,
right?
And in places that nobody gets to go and living this weird life that no one can relate to, and then coming home and resuming natural life. Like, you don't connect with people for a really long time because it's like you're coming from a place of I've seen this shit that you just won't ever see.
Like, you guys don't understand.
Right. And it's like the human condition is to like find common ground and and feel like you're part of a pack and a tribe and shit like that.
Hunter gatherers.
Right. And when you have such unique experiences,
cave drawings,
then it's hard to it's hard to connect with people. So that's what I think about when I think of soldiers. Like, they go out there, and I mean, they're doing big work. I was being an idiot, but like, they're doing important things, but all over the world and shit. And even the guys that aren't like in the war and shit, they're like, yeah, I'm just, you know, I got stationed in Ramstein Air Base for like 3 years, and then I was in Milan. And then you come back here and you're walking around a Walmart in like Gloversville, New York.
Right.
And there's a bunch of hillbillies bumping into you and shit. And you're like, dude, I just fucking, like, have you ever had like real spaghetti? Have you ever had like a real like it's a different thing? Or have you ever seen the fucking Alps? You've never been anywhere.
Spent 6 months on a boat.
Right, dude.
Right. Like,
a close friend of mine spent years going back and forth between Alaska and the South Pole on an icebreaker ship.
That's fucking insane.
Yeah, yeah. And they would just go down and like break the ice for the trade routes and shit like that. And like, how do you relate to anybody when you come home? You're like, oh, yeah, 2 weeks ago I was standing on the deck of a ship screaming at a 5-foot emperor penguin to get to get the hell out of the way.
Get the fuck out of here, penguin.
And now I'm like annoyed because this kid in front of me is paying for his fucking MD 2020 in pennies at the fast track or whatever. You know, you're just like, ugh. It's a hard transition. Yeah, it's the year of the MD 20.
Sure.
If MD 2020
banana
doesn't
red.
Have a banana red was my shit and grape was good too. If they don't have a giant marketing push now for this year,
right,
they're done. They're failing as a
Forget
brand.
Forget it.
This is your year, guys.
Yeah, I only know it because it's referenced in a Ludo song.
Oh,
Ludo's that band I went to go see.
No, I know.
Yeah, that's the only reason I even know it.
We used to drink hella Mad Dog.
Yeah.
You know what? Because it's the year of Mad Dog 2020, when I do break my sobriety, I want it to be with you, and I want to drink an MD 2020. Now, we're going to either fight or we're going to kiss. One of the two things is going to happen.
Possibly both.
Probably both. A friend of mine one time got shit hammered. He drank like 8 of them, and he leaned up against this restaurant that's next to his house to poop.
Leaned up again? Oh.
Yeah, like he posted up
yeah.
in a 3-point stance.
Sure.
And he pulled his pants down and then shat into his pants, pulled up his pants, and walked into his front door, which was maybe 35 feet away,
right,
and passed out in his bed face down.
Full of shit.
So
pants.
He woke up the next day, and there was shit everywhere. Now, this is a grown-ass man living in his parents' house.
Right.
And it was a small house. So, MD 2020, this episode brought to you by Ruby Red or Banana Red MD 2020,
motherfuckers,
Mad Dog.
But yeah, no, there's no, and I'll be the first to admit, I don't know shit
about shit.
I haven't seen shit. I don't know shit.
Right.
All I know is I don't want to see that shit.
Yeah.
And there are people that like, I have like crazy respect for that. Like, the reason I didn't join the military is because I didn't have the balls to join the military.
Sure. No.
100%. 100%. Because I was like on paper, the perfect candidate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, on paper. I have a military family. Not like my immediate family, but like my mom's brothers. My dad's dad was a POW. Like a whole bunch of shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, military family. And on paper, you know, kind of shitty in school, and I don't mean that talk shit, but I was like a good target for them to be like, hey, this guy could, maybe this is where this guy could succeed because, you know,
yeah, they just need bodies.
That's what they, yeah. And like, it would have made perfect sense. It would have made perfect sense for me to join the military. But I like, would not, I straight up do not have the balls. My uncle died a few weeks ago, and like, he had a military funeral. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, they totally deserve this shit.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that sarcastically. I'm being dead serious. Like, the fucking, the army was there. And like fucking shot their fucking rifles and stuff,
sir.
And like presented my aunt with a fucking flag and like kneeled down next to her and shit and was like, they were all, and they had this whole like spiel and they were like guarding his casket and stuff. And I was like, holy shit.
Yeah. Like, it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
To see it go down.
Of course, I'm just a fucking terrible person because like they knelt down and gave my aunt the flag and they were like, ma'am, on behalf of the U.S. Army and the President of the United States. I was like, he doesn't give a fuck. He doesn't give a fuck. I was like, if I was ever.
I went the other way with that. Like, on behalf of the U.S. Army and the President of the United States. And then they fingered her right there. Get off of me. Ma'am, it's not. This is a direct order. This is not me. This is not me doing this right now. I apologize, ma'am. I'm sorry, man.
This is by order of the President of the United States.
Ma'am, are you almost done? I have to. It said to do this to completion. I'm not sure if they were talking about
it's
you
like
or
fucking,
me.
Oh, fuck. What's that called? Where the king has sex with all the women.
Prima nocta.
Prima nocta. This is like post nocta. Yeah.
Man, please, if you could finish up quickly. This would be. I understand you're grieving, but please try to get past it.
This will make everything go faster.
Oh God,
we can all heal
just
after this.
A real unwilling guy. It's not me. It's his president. I'm sorry, ma'am. He just said to grab him.
All I was gonna say. Sorry. See, now what I say doesn't sound so bad. God, I hope nobody in my family listens to this one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
God damn.
We'll cut that out.
No, we won't.
Just because you're lazy?
That's exactly why.
31 minutes. Just a... Oh, yeah, yeah.
Time stamp. Yep.
Oh, look for the spike in that wave form. All right. Yeah.
No, I was just going to say, like, fuck, if I was in the military, I better die under somebody else's presidency because I don't want... That was my thought. I know that's shitty.
For this? Yeah, I know. But those would be your last word, your last thought would be like, for this. This is, and like, you know, maybe you got in and then could you imagine like signing up and thinking, oh, there's no way he wins, right? Like we might go through 4 years of peace. She's a great diplomat. She was Secretary of State. This is going to be a prosperous 4 years. This is going to be a breeze. I'm going to get my signing bonus. I'm going to get stationed somewhere
warm. What you're saying.
It's like, all going to be
good. You graduated
good.
High school in fucking June.
Yeah. 2016. Yeah.
Like, you know what? Like, yeah, there's some heat in the world, but like, yeah,
but we're going into a good situation with a woman who's like on top of her game. You know, it's going to be an easy 4 years.
Smooth transition.
I'm going to go to the Philippines and
the
live
world's
like
not
going to
hate us.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
And then November happens. They're like, shit. Yeah. And every day ever since, it's just a nerve wracking waiting game, counting down the term.
Dude, and I know every once in a while we go on our fucking fuck Trump tangents, but like, did you see the shit? So LSU just won the national championship in football.
Okay.
And they went to the fucking White House like sports teams do, not all sports teams now, which I think is fucking ballsy to be like, no, I do not accept your invitation to the White House. Yeah. However, I can understand. I'm not going to blame a college kid because you're kind of stuck. You kind of have to do what the college team wants you to do.
What the adults are telling you to do.
And like, if you look at, there's players standing behind him while he's talking and they're just fucking uncomfortable, man.
I get it.
And then he spends the whole time, like, I shouldn't say the whole time, the part that I saw, he was just like, hey coach, we're going to head into the Oval Office now and take some pictures. Look at the desk and everything. And a lot of great presidents sat at that desk. There's some good ones and not so good ones. But lucky for you, you got a good one now. And then people are awkwardly laughing. And then he's like, oh, and can you believe they're trying to impeach the son of a bitch? Ha 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 ha. Like, dude, shut the fuck up. This is a layup situation.
Yeah. Smile.
There's literally.
Shake hands. Smile.
You're going out of your way to fuck this up right now. Like, you literally only have to be like, hey, congratulations, LSU. Yeah, great season. You guys earned it. Blah, blah, blah. Like, literally nobody can get mad at you for that.
Yeah.
I can't get mad at you for that. No. I can't get mad at you for being a decent human being and just being like, hey, good job, kids. Congratulations. You guys want a tour of the White House? Great. That's it. That's all you have to do. Take some fucking pictures and shut the fuck up.
I want him to be good. Like, of course. I want
Why wouldn't you?
Good things to happen. Well, there are people in the world who are just like, don't fuck him no matter what.
Sure.
And I get it. Because you're mad.
You're angry.
But, like,
but at the end of the day,
you can't do shit for another 9 months. Now, in 9 months, do shit. We're all going to do shit. We all said we were going to do shit.
Right.
We said it 4 fucking years ago. Yeah. We're all going to do shit in 9 months. We got the countdown going.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, let's just, like, want him to do good. Let's want him to stop the bleeding and do as good as he can.
Right.
Or get the fuck out. Yep. Like, I want him gone 100%. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to happen. But, like, I want the layup. Just shake hands and shut your idiot mouth.
Yeah.
That's all you have to do. Shut up. Lay low. You got 9 months. Lay low. Lay low, dude.
Just be the semblance of a decent human being.
Yeah. It's not going to happen.
That's all.
But that's what I want. I want it to go. Like, I want him to surprise me. I want something good to happen and for me to go like, all right, well, fair play. And then move on.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's been things that I'm just not a part of. I don't hear all the good.
Fair enough.
I don't, you know what I mean? I only hear the bad shit. There might be some shit that's happened. I really don't know. But a lot of bad shit. I just want to go back to not giving a shit about politics. Can you just get back to that, please?
Yeah.
Anyway, 9 months.
Of course, people now are going to argue that, like, oh, if you don't give a shit, why are you even talking about it right now?
No, because he made me give a shit.
Because he's acting like an asshole.
He made me give a shit. That's why.
Because he's being a piece of shit.
Look, man, your house just smells like your house until somebody takes a shit in your bedroom. Then you go, why does the house smell like shit?
Right.
I don't want it to smell like shit anymore. Did you complain any other day? No.
Dude, John Mulaney's bit about Trump is pretty good.
Yeah.
He just said, I can't remember. It's during one of his specials, so I'm not like,
excuse me.
I'm not like throwing anything out there that nobody's heard. But like,
can you spoiler alert a comedy
special? Spoiler alert. No. He says that Trump as president is like a horse in a hospital. Nobody knows what's going to happen. They just know that it's not normal. And they know something terrible could happen. Probably won't, but it could. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I mean, there's more to it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Is that his latest comedy special?
I think so.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's a kid Gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. The one at Carnegie?
Yeah, and then there's also I think John Mulaney live at Carnegie Hall is its own separate thing.
Oh, okay, all right.
I could be completely wrong, man.
I had this whole thing like I thought Mulaney was a lot like Jim Gaffigan. Like,
not at all.
I thought he was clean and shit like that, but I watched that one at Carnegie and I realized he's funny. He's a funny guy, and he's the dude from Big Mouth and I'm big fan. Yeah.
I like when he tells stories about his youth.
His ute.
And like getting like fucked up on cocaine and shit. Like,
sure. I like when he talks about the cocaine.
I'm a big fan of the cocaine.
Just the cocaine talk.
Cocaine.
Cocaine? Ooh. Let's have cocaine.
We were talking about like joining the military and shit.
Yeah.
It made me think. Damn.
Whoa.
Did you ever have like career day at school?
Kind of. We had a weird version.
How so?
Well, we had this like wellness day, and during wellness day, there was like a portion of it was about career.
What did you do during wellness day?
See, dude, it's weird. It only happened the last couple of years I was in high school, but what I do remember was in 11th grade, they wanted hosts for the lunchtime events.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, the entire school of thousands of kids is, you know, in this giant lunchroom and there's a stage. And so a friend of mine and I said, yeah, we'll do stand up for the lunch hour and we'll host the event. We'll do a stand up set. And they're like, cool. Just don't be dirty. And we're like, yeah, definitely not. So my first joke was talking about like jerking off in the shower.
Man,
just fucking like, went for it. And to their credit, they wrote it out until we got off the stage.
Really?
Yeah. We did.
Because I don't think, I would guess they just didn't know what to do.
Probably. There was probably some of that. There was, you know, in retrospect, there was probably some like
You go up there.
I'm going up there right now. I mean, security guards were like, where's the principal? I don't know where he is. We'll call him. Well, he's not in his office. It's wellness day. Where's he? He's probably over. So they had to like find him to get like a decision made. You know, yeah. they didn't pull us off.
How'd it go? How was your set?
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
It was a long set.
Good turnover.
We did like 30 minutes, dude. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it was a long set. It was a half a special. Yeah, but I only remember that bit. The opening bit was like, I remember, like, you know, everybody's clapping and like, what are these guys going to do? You know, I mean, everybody knew who we were and shit. And it was quiet for a minute. And
right.
I grabbed the mic and I'm like, I remember like everybody looking at me like I was like nervous, but I was just kind of like kicking around the stage and shit. And I was like, so, you know, when you're jerking off in the shower and everybody starts laughing like immediately. And I was like, I got him. So I just kept getting dirtier and dirtier. Yeah, high school boys. Getting dirtier and dirtier and dirtier and telling this story about, like, you know, like you get the cramp in your calf and you're holding on to the fucking shower rack and you know, you can't, like, I just, like, I'm pantomiming this whole thing and like you bust the rod off the shower rack, but you can't, like, you're ejaculating as fucking, you know, you fall. It's this whole thing.
And you had a whole thing.
I had a whole fucking thing and they loved it. The crowd went crazy.
People still talk about it.
I probably not. I bet you. Well, the principal just died like 3 weeks ago, but I bet you his last words were like that dirty comedian during Wellness Day in the 90s.
But that was the closest to COVID.
Yeah. They didn't give a shit. Well, they were like, all right, 51% of you are going to be drug dealers. We're going to have 3 kids in here that go to college, and the rest of you, you know, are going to drink and beat your wives. I assume that's.
I mean, you could do all of those things. You really,
it's called crossover,
set your mind to it.
Mm-hmm.
We had one in fifth grade.
That's a little early.
Was weird. Yeah. Fifth, or it might have even been fourth grade, to be honest with you.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Stupid, right? It wasn't even like, it was like a like going to meet with like local people in the fucking community, like workers.
Yeah.
But it was basically the closest thing I ever had to like a career day.
What do you want to do with the rest of your life?
Right. Yeah.
Pet dogs. Fourth grade, you idiot.
I hope the Yankees win this year. Yeah. So like, I remember, I was just thinking about this the other day, and my person that I had, like, we all got assigned, like us and one other kid got like assigned a group or a,
okay,
you know, like a career.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like some person was like, oh, this person works at the bank. This person works at the whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
this person's a confirmed bachelor. What does that mean? Well, come here and I'll show you all about it.
Well, I had the people who owned the hot dog cart.
Yeah.
That's who I had.
All right. Entrepreneurs.
Dude.
Food truck. Before food trucks.
In Fort Plain.
Yeah.
Fort Plain, man.
We own a hot dog cart.
We own a hot dog cart in Fort Plain. Nobody's like retiring on their hot dog cart money
come
in
here.
Fort Plain.
Come here, boy. Do you like the smell of hot dog water? Don't you grow up to be like me, boy.
One day this could all be yours.
You want that?
I don't have a son of my own. You see.
Baby, listen to him. Don't grow up to be like us, baby.
Fifty years ago.
Dude, I was just gonna say. Go ahead.
I was in the fourth grade class at Fort Plain.
The exact same thing. And the same would happen to him.
That little boy was me.
And the man before him, and so on and so forth.
All these
break the curse, baby.
But yeah, I don't know. Like, it just seems strange.
I had to go. I was part of this weird program a bunch of years ago. It was for an elementary school, and I had to go in there once a week and talk to the kids. They were in second grade about career stuff.
And you were
like, this was like 5 years ago, 6 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. So I would have to go in there and be like, well, you know, I have a job fixing computers that I hate more than anything I could possibly describe to you. Like, you know that feeling when your grandpa died? Well, I have that every morning when I wake up to go to work. So don't do what I do. It was like worksheets and shit. And I had to tell him like how people like how
synergy works.
Corporate America works. Yeah. And teach him all the like, OK, now repeat after me. We'll circle back. We'll circle back on that later. We'll put a pin in it. Yeah.
Put it on the back burner.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll table that till Monday.
Yes, yes. All of that horseshit corporate speak.
Everyone say this together. Is anyone ordering lunch?
So, yeah. So
look, I'm not shitting on the hot dog cart people.
You are shitting on the hot dog cart
people. I just think it's strange just that would be like, listen, man, you get my point.
Well, again, Fort Plain.
Right.
Like,
oh, so you're saying.
The veterinarian was already taken, and the doctor was taken, and the guy who cleans the fucking bathroom at the courthouse was taken. So you had the hot dog cart. Otherwise, it was like Lefty, the fucking disgruntled Vietnam veteran, and like your mom, and you already lived with her. So that was everybody. Who's going to be, Sean? You got to take your pick. It's like just like you at open mic the other night. Like, you got there last, and that's what you had to deal with.
You get the hot dog cart.
Yeah. But I don't want it. No offense, mister. Oh, none taken.
Oh, I get it.
Yup.
Listen, it's true. Life's a little hard. But you get all the free hot dogs you want.
It ain't bad. If you can get past the smell of the hot dog water, I mean... You know, let me show you around. This is where I keep the dogs. This is where I keep the buns.
I'll give you a quick tour.
The meat sauce goes over here. Condiments up front. And
sometimes you don't sell all the meat sauce in one day, but turn the propane back on the next day. Yeah. And it's just fine.
That gives us 59 minutes and 35 more seconds to...
Do you want a hot dog? Oh, no. Well, can I have one of your hot dogs? For a dollar.
Yeah. So now, I don't know if you understand what this is. It's a business. Yeah. Well, that's interesting. But you decided not to pursue it. Yeah.
Pursue hot dogging?
Hot doggery.
Hot diggity dog. I can't say that I did. I know. I'm a terrible, shitty person. I'm not mocking this person. I'm not making fun of this person.
No, Sean.
I just think it's weird that the school was like, oh, yes.
You have a comedy podcast and you're talking about stuff. Just shake the guilt off. It's okay.
Guilt-ridden.
You are. As soon as you get done busting balls, you immediately revert into, listen, I'm a piece of shit, and I'm sorry. I'm a real piece of shit. I'm not making fun of this person. I'm sorry. Like that guy's going to bust it. Like, this is an episode of This Is Your Life. Like, what we just happen to have Harry, the hot dog Harry here. He's 86 now. Sean, you broke my arm. I thought we made a connection 25 years ago. Oh, ask my...
Or a link, you could say.
A link. My lovely deceased wife, Betty. Her dying words were, make good on the promise to that boy from 1995. Oh. You broke my heart.
No. In fact, I don't think I could go on.
He just dies. Tell them I died of a broken heart. And then 3 weeks later, you get
a
call from the lawyer.
Remember to close the umbrella on the
windy days. Ring. Hello. Hi, is this Sean Barnes? This is the lawyer of the hot dog cart guy. He's made you executor of his estate.
Listen,
you get the cart and the umbrella. It's got a trailer hitch.
We have a fun pack of Lay's potato chips.
Yeah.
The package says not for resale, but I think he's selling these anyway.
Congratulations on your windfall, son. And sorry for your loss.
Fuck.
And that very day, you decided to go into hot doggery.
I left it all behind. I left it all behind for the dog, for dogging.
Dude, I was sitting on the couch yesterday, and I was playing Battlefront 2 with my kid. This is is a totally different thing.
It's fucking segue.
Playing Battlefront 2 with my kid, and like, we're not talking. She's getting destroyed, and I'm like, you are so bad at
this.
You're
such a kid.
And she never heard me say anything like that to her.
You're talking shit to your kid.
I'm like, you are so bad at this.
Yeah.
And the look on her face was like, what? Like, what? Why are you, aren't you my dad? And I'm like, no, this is
not right now.
You are
this is
bad.
War.
You are. Anyway, so it's quiet for a while, and she goes, "Hey, boys."
No.
Yeah.
She knows?
I go, what? She's like, it's a train guy, right?
Oh, no.
She's heard me do it around the house, I think.
Oh, okay. Fuck.
Yeah. But I did have that moment of like,
it happened.
Oh, Jesus. And I just had every terrible thing I've just said over 200 episodes like, right, rush into my head.
Yeah, every little thing you haven't thought of in months or years.
Oh, years. Yeah. I just heard like the illusion of me shatter, and I felt terrible. But no, she was just, she thought it was funny. Yeah.
Well, that's funny. Yeah, like train guys, totally appropriate for a child.
Yeah, he's our one like G-rated character.
Right.
Train guy. But train guys here, boy. Not train like the sexual train.
Oh, that's, you know, it. Like chugga chugga. Yes, we know.
Yeah, no, we got you. No, like I tag in and you tag out. No, okay, train guy. Look, this one girl I went to high school with named Bethany used to lie on her back at parties.
She had a nice caboose.
Hey. She asked me, says quiet. She's like, what's train guy's name? And I'm like, well, some call me a snack car Steven. Engineer Edward. It's funny. She brought up train guy. My daughter brought up train guy. And then I felt like that day, I felt like a dad.
It's going to happen, though. I know we talk about it, but like, I know. I think we're a ways off. Does she know you come here to podcast?
Yeah, well, you know, my girlfriend won't shut the fuck up about it. And that's it. It's not like she's...
Yeah, how dare she?
Not in the good way. Not right, like, oh, okay. Danny does a podcast with his friend and it goes out to the world. It's not like that. And Danny makes movies. It's, hey, are you supposed to podcast tonight? And I'm like, could you just shut up? Can't you just say, am I going over to my office? Can't you just, right, like, can you just drop it off? Like, I've already taken the liberty or the precaution of removing my trenchmouthproductions.com email address off all our sign-ins because she knows how the internet works. She's going to just like put www in front of it. And I know there's a video of Jeff on there talking about, you know, sexual congress or something. So, so you know, I'm trying to shield her from this shit as long as possible, but it's just bandied about my house. So yeah, she knows, but she's never really asked. It's like, she's wanted to do one. Like, I want to do one, you know?
She wants to do a podcast?
Yeah, and I've had her...
What does she want to do it about?
I don't know. We just talk. It's like us, but without the dick jokes. I've done a couple of them.
Sure. That's fun.
Where we recorded them. Yeah, well, you know.
No, I'm not trying to sound shitty. No,
yeah, but I go right into autopilot, and I'm like, yeah, so this fucking... And then, you know, yeah. Start telling, you know, tales of cockery and shit.
Right. Yeah. It's so fucking cold outside.
Yeah. Hey, did you know Gwyneth Paltrow's got a... Got a candle called the stink of my twat. Daddy? Oh, shit. Remember me kindly. The sound of my suicide.
Oh, no.
Did I ever tell you about the time the sound of my suicide reminded me of this story? I'm not sure if I told you this. So the first movie we ever made, myself and my ambassador of joy, Kent, were holding auditions. And the first day... They were going to happen at our local community college, and we had all of these people that were going to show up and shit, and it was big, you know what I mean? It was like, I'd never done anything like this before. I only knew how theater worked, and so I kind of had up my head how it should go.
Right.
So we took the theater route, right? And we had, like, everybody, like, all these people were emailing, like, I'm going to do this, blah, blah, blah. We built up this giant buzz for, like, months.
Right.
And then the day of the auditions, we get a gigantic snowstorm, like 4 feet of snow. Just, like...
Right.
College shuts down. There's no chance, right? So we have to reschedule. We end up in the basement of a NASCAR shop in Scotia, in the basement of a working NASCAR shop. So, and they had taken the liberty of buying posters from Walmart of movie posters that they sold, like the $4 movie poster. God. So there was like a Lemony Snicket's poster up. There was like, I mean, like I remember the Lemony Snicket's one very clearly. Right.
They just found every movie poster they could.
This is a movie. And they had fun-tacked them to this damp, dank-ass, wet basement wall. It wasn't a finished basement. It was exposed wood with hanging like light bulbs, right? They put a card table down there for us.
That's nice of them.
So,
what was your hookup? How did you end up there?
Well, a friend of Kent's, her parents own the shop.
Okay.
And they were like, well, you can have him here. And we were like, all right, cool. It's a business. It's on Main Street. This is great. And we get there and they're like, you're downstairs. Oh, shit. There's no visible entrance to downstairs. Like, you have to go into this NASCAR shop.
So you just email everybody? I'm just curious about logistics. We just email everybody and we're like, oh, we're in this place now.
Yeah, well, this is before Facebook, right? So, yeah. So, it was, I'm sure it was email. Like, yeah, well, you know, we moved the things, blah, blah, blah. So we go there, right? Now, we have the press show up because they were coming to the first one. Mm-hmm. It was the Gazette, I think. Schenectady Gazette. So they come.
Great.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. So we get there, and I immediately, and you've seen this version of me. Like, I get so depressed at what's happening that I just shut it down.
Done.
So I'm sitting at this table
mm-hmm.
in a dark corner.
Yeah.
I am like beside myself in grief, just like slouched in my chair, uh-huh. you know. Finally, I can take no more of this because no one's there. No one's going to show up, you know?
Right.
So I go upstairs. I go next door to the liquor store that's directly next door. And I walk past. They put a sandwich board outside and Sharpie marker. And it said, film auditions here. I walked past it. I'm like, that's fucking
great.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, this definitely looks like they're setting people up to be raped. So I go into the liquor store. I ask for a pint of Jim Beam behind the counter. The guy behind the counter, I was like, Jim Beam, huh? Jim Beam guy? I'm like, yeah, Jim Beam guy. He's like, what are you having a rough day? I was like, yeah, man, we're next door. We're doing these film auditions. Mm-hmm. And now he's like, oh, that was you? That's you next door? I'm like, yeah. He's like, I would really like to be involved in something like that, man. I love movies and shit. And I'm like, yeah, everybody loves movies until you're in the basement of a fucking Village Mini Wheels. And, you know, and I'm like, it's a total shit show. And he's like, oh, well, can I give you my email address? I'd love to read the script. You know, I'm like, yeah, totally. So that's Jeff Rayano. Mm. And I go back next door. I sit down at the table and I start drinking bourbon. The Gazette guy comes downstairs
mm-hmm.
and I see him look around like, ah, shit. Like, I didn't have to come out on a Saturday for this, you know? Like, this
snowstorm.
This is terrible. This is a terrible thing that's happening here. So he sits down with me at this janky ass card table
mm-hmm.
and he's like, so what's your movie about? And I go, let me stop you right there. This, what you see here, this is my suicide note. And I'm like, please include that, right? So I give him maybe 30 minutes of the worst interview about...
This is you talking about jerking off in the auditorium all over again?
This is me talking about jerking off in the... When did I talk about jerking off in the auditorium?
This is you doing stand-up in the high school?
Yes.
This is that all over again.
Yes.
You know it's not appropriate, no. But fuck it.
Fuck it, right? Yeah. I'm like, I'm shuffling a deck of
cards.
What's
the worst that could happen?
I'm
at
talking
this point?
To him, just tell him I'm gonna kill myself. Like, this is why. This is basically it was like the this is why we can't have nice things speech.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is what happens when you try to do something like this in a place like this. And at the end of it, this 30 minutes where he's just writing shit down and looking at me like, oh, my God, this is either going to be amazing or dog shit. It turned into four sentences on, like, the back page of, uh-huh. of the art section. And it was like, this guy's making a movie. And that was it. There was no picture. He took pictures, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, don't even. We don't have to do this. We don't have to do this charade. And it was just like, this guy's making a movie. Here's where you can email. Yeah, and that was it. It was fucking great. Conversely, the what's the one in Gloversville or Johnstown? What's the paper up there?
The Leader Herald.
Leader Herald showed up.
Uh-huh.
Similar situation, but we were in the basement of a theater that's in that area. Gave them pretty much the same interview. They gave us a front page article above a picture of Brett Favre, who had just won a Super Bowl the day before.
Brett Favre winning a Super Bowl.
It was like 05. Something like that.
He didn't win the Super Bowl.
Whatever.
05. He's got to be that guy.
06? 04?
No.
I don't know.
None of those years. He won the Super Bowl in 1996.
Let me tell you how comedy works and how conversations work. You just go like, oh,
no
shit.
Yeah, I suck.
And then later, you uh-huh. go, hey, I was thinking about that. And it turns out factually it couldn't have been Brett Favre. But I know you don't know a ton about football. It was probably the first thing you pulled. And I'd be like, fuck, yeah, let's look it up. Let's have a conversation about it could have been. And we would look it up. And I go, oh, shit, it was fucking Jeff Hostetler. And you'd be like, see, yeah, there you go. That's who it was. Right. But I'm glad that it was that important to you to correct me.
I'm sorry. You know what? I'm sorry.
Do you feel better? Like, now that the air is clear, do you feel better?
No, I don't regret it.
I feel like you have to feel better for it to be worth it.
I don't feel better. Don't feel. But I'm.
You
I
feel like
it
now everything.
If I didn't,
everything
say
is right now.
Yeah.
Correct. Okay. Terrific.
Everything's exactly how it should be.
Okay. Great.
You're frustrated.
Yep.
I feel some sort of strange relief. Everything's the way it should
be. I knew that my misery made you happy. I'm just fine.
No.
I'm
no.
Glad
it just feels right.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Correct. I wouldn't say it makes me happy.
Well, I don't
it
think
just
that
makes me feel content.
I don't think that you're capable of happiness.
No.
So I feel like this is as close as it gets for you. It explains so much.
Everything's the way it should be. All is right in the world.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
You let's just say
yeah.
There's no scenario in this reality in which I wouldn't have corrected you.
Well, the
so
article is right over there
that
in a frame, so we're going
to
find out
I've read it.
What year it is, and then we're gonna find out who won the Super Bowl that year.
Great. Yeah. I know it wasn't Brett Favre.
Whatever. I'm Jim McMahon, Joe Montana, fucking Steve Nash.
Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn. These are all men.
Shaquille O'Neal.
I know Shaquille O'Neal. William the Refrigerator Perry. That's another guy, right?
Yeah. Mean Joe Green.
Mean Joe Green. Yes, he was the guy in the commercial. Joe Namath. Broadway Joe.
Broadway Joe.
I sound like
I
a Russian
it.
Just learning English. Broadway Joe, yeah?
Ah, Broadway Joe.
Yankee Blue Jean. You like to have a Broadway Joe. J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
Super Bowl III.
Super Bowl, is that?
That's when that happened.
Broadway Joe?
Yeah. When he, anyway.
I just like his, I like drunk Joe Namath. That's the only thing.
Yeah. Well, he guaranteed that they would win the Super Bowl. And everybody's like, oh, you guarantee it? And he's like, I guarantee it.
It's the best.
And they did.
And when he was drunk?
I don't know if he was drunk.
I mean, what happened when he tried to kiss that girl?
Oh, I don't know anything about that.
That was great. Jeff still does a great Joe Namath when he goes,
really?
I don't care if the Jets are struggling. I want to kiss you. Yeah. So every time him or I say struggling to each other, I go struggling.
Struggling. Yeah. I knew that.
Yeah, struggling. But he was hammered. And some lady, maybe ESPN reporter, stuck a mic in his face and were like, Joe, the Jets are struggling. Like, I don't care that the Jets are struggling. I want to kiss you. You got to be a certain kind of drunk to be
people
like.
People still love him.
Fuck it.
Yeah. So you can tell that happened in the past.
A couple of years ago.
Right. That didn't happen like last week.
What do you think the date was? Who was the last guy to get away with some shit like that? Because there was clear cutoff.
I think Weinstein was the big
you think that
switchover.
Was it?
I think that was the switchover. Was like Cosby got things rolling, but I'm pretty sure Weinstein was the real hard switch.
Spacey, but that was
after
was
Weinstein,
it?
Wasn't it?
Whoa, I don't know.
As far as coming public, I mean, like
yeah, maybe. So then anybody pre 2016. 2017, somewhere around there.
I don't really know. 17.
Oh, but you know who won the fucking Super Bowl in 2004? Okay. We'll say 2018 would have been able to get away with some shit. Not a lot of shit, but just some shit. Like Joe Namath, and still be like, people go like, yeah, he's a good guy. I mean, he's a little fucked up, but,
right.
You know.
Yeah. Leaving Brett Favre, if we're going
to. What happened to him?
He
showed his dick.
To like a Jets reporter or something.
He sent a picture?
Yeah.
That is the result of getting your clock cleaned like every week for the duration of your life. I mean, that's a dumb thing to do.
Right.
I mean, there's no doubt it was his, right? Because it was painted green and yellow.
Right. He was in the Jets at the time.
Was he holding it? Like, how did they know?
He had his fucking Super Bowl ring on.
He had his Super Bowl ring on.
Oh, Brett, there's a big number 4 on here.
No, that's his. It's clear. No, that's no replica. It's surprisingly thin, though. I mean, that ring. Oh, well, it's long. It's long, but it's like a paint stirrer.
Huck it, chuck it.
Football. Me too. I need to get some coffee so I can drive home. Should we do the thing?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, hang on. I see now I was the architect of my own demise.
You were.
Because I said
we need to talk about the outro too. Should we fucking?
You know what? We do need to. We should talk about all that shit. All the shit. I mean, granted, all the shit is perfunctory.
Right. It doesn't fucking matter.
But there's also a good way to end it. Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
One more thing. What? One more thing. Uh-huh. I realized today that I do not like kids. Not like I don't like, I love my kid and I like all her friends. I like kids. I love my kid.
Like an individual kid.
I don't like to listen to, I mean, it might be like teenagers. This is what it is. I was listening to a podcast today that had Finn Wolfhard on it, right? He was talking to Kevin Smith on Smodcast.
I saw Kevin Smith posted about him being on. Yeah. I haven't listened to it, though. Yeah.
No, look, on paper, all of these things I like individually. I like Stranger Things a bunch.
Great.
I'm excited about Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Right? I like Kevin Smith a bunch. Uh-huh. I like his body work. I like Smodcast. I like all these.
It's my understanding that that he was in was good.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the new.
Right.
It, but.
So all of these things on their own, I'm a fan of individually. Yeah. Now, in practice, though, I'm listening to him speak, and it just drives me insane. Like, I can't listen to him talk about, life. I can't listen to him talk about work. I can't listen to him talk about shit. On one hand, it's because there's a 48-year-old man, a 47-year-old man speaking to a 17-year-old boy. That's kind of, I don't know why that bothers me. And it's because Kevin's acting like they're like buddies, like they're friends and shit. I'm like, you can't be friends with him. He's a kid. It's fucking weird.
It's weird if you're like friends with him. It's
fucking weird.
You can get along with him and shit and be like, hey buddy, man, do your thing.
Yeah. Hey, you're a great young actor.
Yeah.
Right. But I that's the other thing. Like, I love all that inside baseball talk. So this thing had everything that I normally gravitate to. But because this kid is 17 years old, I can't listen to a fucking word he has to say. I immediately discredit every single thing to the point where I was driving home and they were talking about Jason Reitman.
Mm-hmm.
Huge fan. Love Jason Reitman. He's one of my favorite directors, right? And Finn is like, oh, yeah. He's like, yeah, Jason and I actually we got really close. Like, we're really good friends. And out loud, I'm going, fuck you. Right? Just shut the fuck up, you idiot child. And, they brought up, a script reading. Reitman's, famous for doing these script readings and shit, where he takes an old script, any script, and he brings his actor buddies together, and they all read it. So, he did Empire Strikes Back, and it had Ellen Page as Luke Skywalker or whatever. So Kevin Smith's blanking on Ellen Page's name. He's like, oh, what's her name? Juno, blah, blah, blah. He's like, and Finn's like, oh, yeah, Ellen. Oh, she's amazing. She's wonderful. And I'm just like, dude,
shut the fuck up.
Right? Seems like it could be an isolated incident. 24 hours before, I'm listening to a podcast, this Knicks podcast I listen to. This couple of guys are interviewing some fucking influencer. The worst word in the English language, as far as I'm concerned. It's a 19-year-old Instagram influencer, Knicks fan. And every word that was coming out of his mouth was making me, physically angry. Like, I was shivering, just like, please, shut up. What are you famous for? What is it that you do? Do you just take photos? Is that the entire quotient of your riches, of your fame, as your value as a person, is that you're famous on this platform and you have 5 billion followers, but, nobody I know would ever know who you are. You know what I mean? Why are you a fucking expert? You're 19 or 18. I can't deal with it. Do you have that problem too? Or do you just kind of take people as they're just people or people and you got
to
go on?
No. Fuck no. People aren't people. People need to not be assholes. I do think you need to have some forgiveness for a child. But at the same time.
He's not a child. If he was 12. See, that's the difference. Right. There's a sweet spot. If you're a precocious 12-year-old,
right?
Okay,
I'm fine with you not knowing any better.
And you treat them differently. They're kids at 17. No, 18,
I was. Well, that's what I was going to say.
And I apologize. Please go ahead.
Yeah, shut the fuck up. All right. But no, at 17, and I'm not saying anybody needs to be like me, but fucking at 17, if I'm sitting there talking to Kevin Smith, I'd be like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. What do you think?
I don't know.
Who's been doing this for 35 years? Like, yeah.
Right.
What was it like before I was born in 1994?
Yeah. Tell me what it was like making shit in the past. That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
I don't know shit about shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
Yeah.
And I feel like... But at the same time, 17's fucking young. I don't know. Me at 17, I probably would have acted the same way.
Oh, there's just like a lot of like yeah, like, yeah, in his voice. Like, yeah.
If I was
yeah,
him.
Yeah, it's totally like, crazy. Like, yeah, yeah. No, no.
He's
just,
like the fucking guy right now.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I know.
And if you have everybody fucking running around telling you how fucking great you are.
Oh, you gotta be humble, dude. Because no one's gonna want to work with you.
That's just not easy at 17, man. Yeah. You're getting handed the world. Fuck, man.
These people that hand these kids the world are bad people.
And, like, how many fucking child stars didn't make it? You know what I'm saying?
All of them.
That's what I'm saying.
Who's so,
by comparison,
one or two.
He's doing pretty well. You know what I mean? Do you have any scandals or weird things going on with him?
They're gonna. I mean, he's 17. He's just starting.
Right.
How long before they're like, oh, yeah, Finn fucking Wolfhard took it. And I didn't want it to happen, but he'd been given everything since he was 14. It was just like, well, I want this dude. So I'm going to take that shit.
We'll see what happens.
I'm saying Finn Wolfhard's a rapist.
Yeah, I get it. I'm not saying that this is true.
Thank you for your future service to the Me Too movement. Finn Wolfhard. Okay. Sorry.
No, you shouldn't be sorry.
And that's, John, what we call full circle. That's the end of Act 3.
I said it, I would have been sorry.
We're going to work on the outro. We're going to work on the intro. You know what I was thinking? And this is a crazy idea.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to float it out there.
Okay.
We changed the music.
I'm not opposed to that. It's been a few years with this.
It's been several
And I
years.
Like this song.
I do too.
But I feel like it doesn't really, really fit what the show is.
Yeah, what do you think? Like Norwegian church burning metal? Or?
It was just fucking like monks.
Didgeridoo?
Fucking like throat singing.
Yeah.
Rain sticks and
what's
fucking
that shit called?
Bagpipes.
Yes. Just the sound.
No, didgeridoo, you were right.
No, didgeridoo, but then there's something else for the, what's it called? The throat singing is called. I forgot.
Tibetan.
It doesn't matter.
Fucking throat, whatever.
Yeah, there's a word for it. Yeah. Breaking glass, car accidents.
Right.
You know,
right.
Children crying. Being orphaned. The sounds of war.
Broken glass. When you said broken glass, the first thing I thought I was like, those Memorex commercials.
Right. He turns up
glass.
The speaker and the
like. So it's literally just one of us going. Just trying to shatter a fucking wine glass
for an hour.
And then eventually, like, hey welcome to Hard Up Podcast.
Yeah, the glass didn't break again this week. We'll try again in 7 days.
As tradition, we gave it an hour.
Sean, you're up next week. Let's see what you're doing. You ready for the outro glass break?
I haven't talked for a while. I don't know if I can hit that. I'll give it a shot. In between, you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. Just dead silence. Just
hey, have you heard that podcast where those two guys are trying to break a wine glass with their voices? That's the whole podcast.
Oh, shit.
People just play it in the background at parties waiting to see if it'll ever happen.
Oh my god, yeah, and then the one time it does, like, oh shit, they did it. But it was just like an earthquake.
Yeah, it's like, sorry guys, I dropped the glass. I didn't mean to do that.
Oh my god, amazing. Yeah, so we'll get on that shit. But in the meantime, MiddletownMovie.com for
yes,
Sean and I's latest film adventure. You can join the mailing list there. We're going to update that shit pretty soon and give you some more information about Middle Tour, which is coming up this year. If you are one of the people that came to the premiere and you're wondering where the hell your copy of the movie is, please be advised that it is on its way. We are hooking you up with a digital copy. We're just trying to work out some shit in the back end because we are film entrepreneurs. And there's a lot of paperwork that goes with that shit.
I'm buried in it as we speak.
He's got the sleeves rolled up. He's been here all night. There's coffee stains on the paper. His wife keeps
like
calling him. He's like, I'll be home in 15 minutes. Sean, you said that 3 days ago.
Well, yeah, but I can't fucking leave if you keep calling
he's
me.
He's always squeezing the skin, but like the bridge of his nose, like
pushing my pushing my glasses up,
wringing his hands. Sean, you've been here since last week. Well, there's a long.
I have no concept of what time.
T's to cross and I's to dot. I'm gonna need one more cup of coffee.
Who's signing these checks?
There are no checks, Sean. We're no budget. MiddletownMovie.com, HardOnPodcast.com for all your Hard On Podcast needs. You can find us on Stitcher, on Spotify, on whatever iTunes. Other bullshit podcast. Yes, sure. Next FM, whatever, wherever you can find us. You're listening.
Play.
You're listening to us now, so just keep doing that shit.
Keep doing whatever you're doing.
Tell
but
your friends.
You could leave a review.
Review, share, like, the rate,
review, subscribe,
all those things. Sean, yeah. I'm going to ask you this time. Was it good for you, baby?
I'm sorry, but yes.